Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody. Holy shit. This Andrew Tate situation just got so much worse for Donald Trump, Donald Trump's cabinet members, and the family members of Donald Trump who have been advocating for Andrew Tate over the past 2 years. Tate has very intentionally built this manosphere around him where Trump admin members and other right-wing figures protect him throughout all of his sex trafficking and human trafficking charges because he's supposed to be one of them. He grifted over to the right, and it actually worked. Well, on screen now is a video of a fight that Andrew Tate got in December of 2025. It was one of his only televised fights after talking mad shit towards like every single person on the planet, mainly women. Abusing women, manipulating women, trafficking women, saying that most men were betas and he could beat the shit out of any man that walks in front of him. Well, as you all know, I don't advocate for violence. I'm not advocating for violence right now. But I am pointing out that it's ironic. This man who talked so tough walks into the middle of a ring and gets the shit beat out of him. I mean, this is honestly kind of a good analogy for how these court cases are going right now. Andrew Tate is getting hit on both sides as multiple countries are investigating him for actual human trafficking, sex trafficking, rape charges, CP charges. These are the types of people that this Republican administration covers up for. And as I said at the beginning of this video, the most ironic part of it all is that Andrew Tate seems to have snitched on himself, exposed himself, and now this right-wing manosphere vibe is collapsing in on itself. We'll return to this fight clip in just one moment, but this is something that I found quite ironic. Andrew Tate spent years bragging that COVID is a scam. Online, he said, COVID is a scam. COVID won't hurt anybody. It especially won't hurt him. First of all, we just saw him getting hurt pretty bad. But second of all, his lawyer is now using COVID as an excuse to try to block their extradition. I don't know how to describe the irony that is dripping off of this story right now. Everything that Andrew Tate has advocated for over the past few years, him being a man who can take anything, COVID's not real, it is all melting down in front of him. He is now crying in prison after being there for like 3 weeks, and he is now saying that COVID is real and is a massive threat to him. This says, Andrew Tate loves to brag that COVID is a scam that can't hurt him. Now, in a series of extradition cases, his lawyers are citing to argue for special circumstances, he is repeatedly conceding that COVID is real, harmful, and dangerous to people with disabilities. Even from jail, Andrew Tate can't stop contradicting himself. His lawyer is saying that heightened COVID-19 risk means that he should not be extradited, homie. Homie, you already said COVID was a scam. You already bragged about human trafficking on camera. You are not going to get out of this one. Well, don't worry. There are now more Andrew Tate fans appearing outside of the jail where he's being held. And by more Andrew Tate fans, I mean it's like one or two more absolute losers who definitely get no women standing outside of here talking about how they're going to do push-ups. I mean, just watch this clip.
Guess what happened? Real G's recognize real G's, man. Andrew and Tristan Tate, man, y'all better be doing y'all push-ups. Because you know what? We're going to do push-ups
right
now.
Let's
go.
Let's do it. 100.
Let's go.
Ha! Let's go.
Ha!
Oh my god, they really are Andrew Tate fans. They're doing half push-ups with a gallon of water next to them to appear masculine, even though they're not. Definitely Andrew Tate fans. But then it gets even worse. Andrew Tate's self-snitching is now being used against him in court. The court filings are citing his own tweets in order to say that he is a flight risk and that he snitched on himself. So listen to this. The Department of Justice is now using Andrew Tate's own old tweets against him in arguing that he is a flight risk and should remain in jail. They point to years of Tate bragging about multiple passports, false identities, hiding assets, and evading authorities. So we have a thread of this. It says right here, the Tates are self-proclaimed flight risks with a history of violating conditions of release. The court need not look much further than Tate's own social media posts. Here's a post from Andrew Tate. You need money in another country, says Andrew Tate. You need a bug out spot and a second passport and a bank nobody knows about. There. That's your politics. Can you run or not? Okay, so he's basically saying right there he wants to run. Honestly, this isn't something I think about often. Like, I'm not waking up every day and thinking about how I need money stored in another country in case I start being investigated. Like, I'm literally making liberal content during the Trump administration, and Trump notoriously targets political enemies in media, and never once have I woken up and thought, huh, I think I need money hidden in another country. That's because I'm not committing crimes like human trafficking and sex trafficking. Oh, by the way, I will be on CNN Newsnight tonight at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, in just a few hours. I'm right about to go change and head over there, and I would really appreciate if you guys tune in. Other than that, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the feed if you want to see a recap of the CNN hit tomorrow. It's going to be an interesting one. Then, Andrew Tate has another tweet where he says, I speak about this here. Long story short, you can't ban me from driving. I have 9 licenses. You can't freeze my passport. I have 4. You can't take my money. It's everywhere. It takes international cooperation to slow me down, and that's rare. Well, guess what? The United States government is now cooperating internationally with the UK government in order to extradite your ass out of the country for these charges. In this next clip right here, Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate meet up with Dana White at a UFC match. Bro, this shit is so despicable. These people claim to be Christians. These people claim to be conservatives. Donald Trump is best friends with Dana White, and yet they hang out with actual self-proclaimed sex traffickers. Like, you might as well just hang out with Jeffrey Epstein's corpse at that point if you're gonna hang out with such vile human beings. Tommy Vietor points out, and this was about a year ago, so Tommy Vietor points out, this is pretty fucked up. The issue with Andrew Tate isn't that he said something offensive or that he got canceled by cancel culture. That's not what's happening here. It's actual allegations of assault and human trafficking, many of which appear to be backed up by his own videos and his own statements, as I will show you in just one moment. Even live streamer Clavicular hung out with Andrew Tate just a few months back. Notice how pathetic Andrew Tate looks in this clip. He looks like the older dude trying desperately to fit in with the younger guys, and he's like, huh, where are all the girls? Where are all the girls?
Where's the girls at, bro? I thought you were living this fucking life. Every time I see you with a video, you're on a bus full of chicks. You have all these parties going on. I finally turn up to say hello. There's not a single girl here. Where's the chicks at?
Well, we're getting serious. Well, we're getting out of business.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What?
That is how it comes across. How do you do, fellow kids? Also, dude, Clavicular is like 20 or 21 years old. Why are you asking Clavicular where his young girls are? Oh, it's Andrew Tate. That's why. That's why he's asking that. Man, this next release from the DOJ I found to be so hilarious. Andrew and Tristan Tate and their attorney over the past few months have been whining, crying, and melting down, claiming that they have been denied commissary, that Andrew Tate and his brother haven't been allowed to have any food, that they've been starved, that there's like guards spitting in their water and screaming in their faces. They have been lying. The Tate brothers, every single time they get arrested, send out these incredibly dramatic tweets about how they are being persecuted, but they are lying. Andrew and Tristan Tate, along with their attorney, claim they have been denied commissary. Well, that was a lie, and the DOJ came with receipts. Let's look at Tristan Tate's right here. He got seasoned trips. He got ramen noodle soup. Clear thermal mug, Colombian coffee, spicy sweet chili Doritos, legal canary tablet, low sodium ramen chicken soup. Okay, let's go over here where it says Tate Emery Andrew. He also got spicy sweet chili and heavy spoon and a Snickers bar. Dog, they're just sitting in jail eating Snickers bars while their lawyer is lying about them getting the shit beat out of them and them being spit on in jail. I find that to be so despicable, but definitely not beyond what their lawyer does. This is Joe McBride. This is the lawyer for the Tate brothers who inadvertently kind of exposed how much the brothers have been relying on the Trump administration. In this clip right here, Joe McBride is like on the verge of tears because he voted for Trump and Trump won't just let the Tate brothers walk. He is literally about to cry. And just to give you a quick recap, you know, I always get these emails that are like, Adam, every time you make a video about the Tate brothers, you repeat yourself and you bring up a lot of the same points. It is very important that we repeat ourselves when pointing out how much of scumbags the Tate brothers are. I think it would be a derelict of duty on my part if I only mentioned it once or twice and I wasn't hammering home that the Trump administration covered up for Epstein, covered up for Matt Gaetz, is covering up for Max Miller, and is now in this very moment covering up for Andrew Tate. This is a text or a tweet that I wrote a month ago. Breaking. Leaked Andrew Tate texts are looking very bad for the Trump administration. Texts from Andrew Tate reveal that a Trump admin official directly intervened on the Tate brothers' behalf in 2025 to stall the investigation. Quote, I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things, wrote Andrew Tate. He is admitting over text that Trump and the people around Trump, Barron, Paul Ingrassia, they all helped. Tate's former lawyer, Paul Ingrassia, is now a Trump administration official and is the one who requested the Tate brothers' devices be returned to them. You may remember Paul Ingrassia from his leaked text last year in which he said he has a Nazi streak and uses old slurs. J.D. Vance still follows the Tate brothers on Twitter. Barron Trump is still friends with the Tate brothers. All of this happened after Tate admitted to being a pimp on camera. I will continue to call this out every single day because this is their lawyer begging for Donald Trump to do it again.
We deserve to be able to live our lives free. We deserve to be able to live our lives without this communist, atheistic regime trying to change the fabric of our society and our soul. And it starts with President Trump and it starts with Andrew and Tristan Tate. They are two warriors. They are two generals. And this is like Leonidas and Maximus, two of our greatest fighters standing in the arena. And what, we're just going to send them to the other side to be executed? It's unconscionable. This is a war of good versus evil. And this is precisely what he was elected for. I voted for him because I believed in my heart and my family believed in our hearts that when we pray the rosary at home, that when we went to mass and offered up Holy Communion for him.
When I pray the rosary at home, I'm just praying. I'm praying that sex traffickers and human traffickers will be released from prison. Yeah, that's what the rosary's for.
Him, that when we pray as a family, when we pray for the Pope and we pray for our president, that he's the right guy in there because God appointed him to be the head of this country to take on this battle of good versus evil at this time. And you don't betray your generals. You don't betray your warriors. Warriors on the battlefield, sometimes bad things happen on the battlefield, but these are...
Is homie about to cry? He's about to cry, and he's appealing to Donald Trump to please let the Tate brothers go. The only word that was floating around in my head during this was just desperation. Like, this is pure, raw desperation. As Damon points out, Andrew Tate has been sitting around eating candy bars and spicy sweet chili Doritos while his team is on Twitter telling us that he's being forced to drink out of the toilet or whatever nonsense they've been pushing. I mean, they have been pushing some crazy, crazy nonsense that I'll get to in just one moment. But I want you to watch Andrew Tate admitting what he's done in his own words. This part is important because he lied to Tucker Carlson's face. He lied to Candace Owens' face. He lied to all of these people, and they knew he was lying, but he told them that he was being investigated due to some sham investigation. When Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens interviewed Andrew Tate, he had already admitted to all of this on camera, and that's what this video proves. It's going to be a video of him saying he didn't do it, but then it's going to be edited with videos of him saying he did do it. So this video jumps around a bit. Just take a look.
What are you charged with?
That's a really good question. I'm charged with being the head of an organized criminal group, which is in charge of recruiting girls to make TikTok videos.
They face charges, which include human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women.
OnlyFans is the best hustle in the world.
Are they accusing you of using violence or?
No. They're accusing me of using the lover boy method, coercing them by being nice.
I don't mention webcam until after I've had sex with the girl. If you're on dates and you're trying to mention it and shit, it just doesn't work. It puts them off. I'd never do that. That's disgusting. I'm not a whore. It's just not gonna work. You continue as normal, no mention of webcam. You fuck the girl. After you fuck the girl, you do the PhD test.
So yeah, on CobraTape.com, I have my PhD program, and that is PhD is a pimp and hose degree that I'm
clever.
And
clever.
That teaches basically how I got girls, how I met girls, how I got girls to like me, how I got girls to fall in love with me to work on webcam for me.
And you're always working. Why don't you work for me so we spend more time together? Work for you doing what? So I'll have a webcam business. Oh, I don't want to do that. So okay, I know you don't want to do that, but listen, Come, let's have a meeting. Let's just talk about it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Fine. But let me explain it to you properly. In fact, I'll bring one of the girls who works for me. Your bottom bitch is the one who does the selling. You don't do the selling. The girl has to hear from a girl. And this is what
you guys see why I started the video off like this now, right? Like, I know some people in the comments are going to be mad at me. Adam, you're advocating for violence. I'm not. I'm just showing you what happened when Andrew Tate actually got in the ring compared to how he brags.
Your bottom bitch has to be trained. That's why I said it's so important to have a good first girl. Because that's what I did. That was my MO was find girls, make them love me, and make them work for me. This girl's like, okay, well, I'll try it. Put both girls on camera together the first day. So the new girl can sit there and just sit with the other girl and get drunk. Give him a bottle of vodka.
First night that I worked for him, Andrew bought me like 5 bottles of wine. So I got completely drunk because I'd never done webcam work. So I was very, very nervous.
And that's how I got rich. So that teaches everything I know from start to finish about not only getting girls, not only obtaining them, but retaining them. Because that's a completely different game as well.
And over time, I just built up this big little empire of webcam girls. At one point, I had 4 locations, 75 girls working for me. I'd take around half of the money, around 50%.
You take 50%.
Around 50%.
They thought they were on 50%. And I said that the disparity is because of taxes.
He would just pay me a flat fee of £15 an hour.
We got to the point where we had these guys falling in love with my models, serious, big time in love, right? Sending crazy money. And they were convinced they were going to meet the chick. This is almost where I kind of felt bad. Because they're like, can we meet? I've sent you $200,000.
He's also gone into vivid detail about how he would like trim money off the top and steal all of the money from the women that he is controlling and manipulating. So he ushers women who were in a bad spot in life into his business by lying to them and getting them to fall in love with him. Then he claims that they are on a 50-50 split, but he's secretly taking like 90%. There are even allegations that he used to steal the passports of some women. This guy is a ridiculous human being who deserves all of the worst. I mean, he deserves due process. Everybody deserves due process, but I hope this due process ends in him being in prison for a long time. Last time he was maybe gonna head to prison, he was freed and he tweeted this: the Tates will be free, Trump is the president. The good old days are back and they will be better than ever. And then Andrew Tate freaked the hell out in front of a courtroom. This is about a year ago. This is one of the funniest clips I've ever seen. Look at the faux outrage. It is fake outrage because he did what he is being accused of and he's claiming he's not. This makes me laugh so hard. Please remember while watching this clip that he admitted to everything on camera.
Disgusting. We have children. This is disgusting. The few fools at DCOT who just came along and told us that the mothers of our children are somehow human trafficking. I've been nice, I've been patient, I've played the game, I've respected the judiciary, I've gone to every appointment on time, but they busted my house again, and now I've come along saying there's 35 victims. You know, all 30 of those girls, 30 of them, have statements in our defense. 30 say we've done absolutely nothing wrong. Two more are the mothers of our children, and 2 more have never even been to Romania, they've never even been here. They just found random girls we knew in other countries and made them sign pieces of paper. This is a setup, it's absolutely disgusting. Fair play to that judge.
I'm sorry. I just don't believe a single word out of these guys' mouth. We were set up. Multiple countries have investigations into us because we admitted it all on camera. But no, it was a setup. Give me a break. We are going to continue to hammer home the facts of this case every single day using Andrew Tate's own words. And we are also going to continue to cover the intersection between the Trump administration covering up for abusers and criminals and pedophiles like Epstein and Max Miller and Tate's, and the way that our system functions to protect these people. We have to keep calling this out. And if you appreciate that, drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. I'll be on CNN in a few hours. I love you all. Peace out.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.